Yes, I think it's a good idea to start. Thank you. So, welcome everyone to our first meeting regarding ICANN 60. The agenda is in front of us, and the first thing we need to talk about is the wrap-up of the ICANN in Johannesburg. What do you think about the new items that were introduced during the meeting? The balloons, the stickers, the booklets, welcoming newcomers. Yes, you okay?
Hi, Alejandra. Thanks for this. If I may share maybe shortly the viewpoint from the Secretariat regarding these new items. First of all, the walking moderators, we thought this was really an excellent idea. It increased the interactivity. Moderators or session chairs have, of course, the option to sit at the table if they wish to do so or to walk around. All options are available, and the Secretariat managed to follow the walking moderators as well with an additional manual camera, and that worked wonderful as well, so that remote participants could equally participate. Both yourself and Katrina welcomed the newcomers during the introductory session, which I think was a really nice idea and was something that we could definitely repeat perhaps in the future. I have no opinion about the cocktail quiz because I was not present myself, but I noticed from the satisfaction survey that there was some positive feedback around it. Regarding the booklets that we distributed, they are wonderful. Perhaps we could look into printing some more for future ICANN meetings and bring a few more paper copies. The balloons, I was not so enthusiastic about those, even though the idea was nice, but they were disturbing. The view was in front of the screen and in front of the people's faces, the cord on which the balloon was hanging. So maybe this was not the best idea. And regarding the stickers, the hands and the stars, the hands for the more experienced CCNSO participants and the stars for the newcomers, it's absolutely a nice idea. I'm not sure how beneficial this was, if it was worth the investment and the effort, because perhaps there were not that many newcomers at the policy forum. Thank you.
Thank you, Joke. I agree with you regarding the stickers. I can check with my mentee that I had in Johannesburg to see if he got any further attention just for having a star in his badge. I haven't been in touch with him yet, but I will do that later today so we can know a little bit of feedback from him. Also, the balloons, I agree with you. I think the thing that was most disturbing was the cord that was attached to the balloons. It was a little thick, and yes, it was in front of the face of the presenters. So maybe we could discuss some alternative to the balloons, because I thought they were great in finding the person who was speaking when it was not, of course, on the standing microphone. And also, Kim mentioned that it was very helpful for the camera to find who was talking, the second camera that we had. So maybe we could think of something else and not something that would be attached to the microphone itself, but maybe that the speaker could have, maybe like a small flag or something.
Absolutely, something that is visible, which is not disturbing.
Exactly. Regarding the booklet, it was our first try with them, and I thought we had very few. Maybe we should have printed more, because then people wanted to take one. And we had just a few because we didn't think we had that many newcomers, but it was very interesting for the rest of the community as well, not only CCNSO, but all the ICANN community. So we should look into how many we can bring to Abu Dhabi, since that will be a bigger meeting, and we are expecting to have, well, even more newcomers and people curious about CCNSO, even though they are not from a CCTOD themselves. Patricio or Andre, do you have any comments regarding these new items?
No, I think everything was said. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, myself, I missed the beginning of the meeting because I was in some other meeting at the time, so I didn't see the introduction of the newcomers, but I guess later I could find one person who was a newcomer, the gentleman from Korea. Was there any other one?
There were at least five.
Yeah,
introducing
them, I think, is a very good idea. I'm not so sure about the speakers, whether they serve any useful purpose after. But otherwise, I think that even the balloons were, even they may have a bit of a problem, but they were innovation, and they caught people's attention. Even in other communities, there was mentioned that there was this new thing in the CCNSO.
I agree. They were really nice and catchy, but we do need to do something about the thread or keeping it in front of the people's faces. And regarding the speakers, I did get some comments. In general, people liked it. It made them feel even more part of the CCNSO group. And they were enthusiastic, I think, willing to help others. But the only comment that I got in regards to doing it better is to have them a little bit bigger, because they were quite small. But other than that, I think it's worth the effort. They're not expensive, so maybe we could try for the next meeting. What do you think? Maybe a second try, and if we don't see any improvement, we can then either continue with it or remove it. Yuki, your hand is up. Is that a new hand?
Sorry, Alejandra, that's an old hand.
Okay, no worries. Well, thank you. Moving on, have you seen the satisfaction survey? We had a very few participants, only 12, if I'm not mistaken. And in general, it was very positive. Everything was either excellent, very good, or good. So I think we're doing a good job. In the comments, we got some interesting remarks. For example, people asking for more information available online before the meeting or during the meeting, sending an email if there was going to be any kind of interaction or questions to the audience. I'm not sure how we can manage to improve that, because it depends on presenters when they send their presentations. Any suggestions? Maybe we could have it these feedback on feedback allow people to scroll them by themselves, please? Thank you.
It's scrollable.
It was, but now, yes, now it is. Thank you, Ria.
No problem.
So regarding the question I just asked, I was thinking what we improved regarding having information beforehand was having a slide in the highlights presentation with links where people could find information. But I couldn't find the presentation as they were presented. So maybe instead of just having it in the presentation, we could share them with an email, maybe, right when the presentation is being done, so people will have it immediately in their screens or in their inbox. We can tell them, now it's been sent, please look at your inbox, find the link where you can find the summary and the links to the Adobe Rooms. Yes, Joke?
Hi, Alejandra, thank you. This is Joke. As far as I understood, all presentations were online latest Thursday, so the day after the CCNSO members meeting on the ICANN schedule, which for this particular meeting was as soon as we could do from the secretariat side. An email was sent out that day as well with the link to where the presentations could be consulted and with the confirmation that a copy of the slides would be available on the CCNSO website shortly afterwards as well. Most of the slides arrived last minute, unfortunately. There are a few slides that were delivered in advance. And some of the slides, even though they were sent in advance, they underwent some changes shortly before or even during the meeting. So that makes it a little bit hard to publish the slides even sooner than what we currently try to do. I understand this is not ideal, but also understand that I think this is the situation as it is right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Joke. Yes, if people send their presentations in the last minute, it's very, very difficult to have them on time online. But maybe, just as an idea, if possible, if we know that someone is asked something from the audience, maybe we could give a heads up to the community in the email at the first day saying, today in these sessions you will be asked regarding these subjects, and maybe have a link or two to the topics being discussed. I'm just thinking out loud. I know maybe we don't know if people will ask things at the session, but maybe in advance we can tell the chairs of the sessions to do some research with their participants, and maybe we can have it in advance. Just an idea. What do you think? Will that be too much? Yes, you okay?
We can definitely try to... Yeah, we do try already to publish them as soon as possible. If it is possible to shorten the time frames even further, we'll definitely try to do so.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving on with the agenda, as you can see in front of you is the feedback on feedback draft. We won't go through it right now. It's just for you to please have a look at it and send any suggestions. Send to either to me or to the group in general or directly to Joke, so we can make any changes or comments that you have. So please do read it and let us know your comments. On a positive note, and this was also on the subject of new things introduced, that they are not so new, but was in that point in the agenda, we had a very good comment regarding the quiz at the cocktail and a suggestion on changing the dynamics. Maybe not always have a questionnaire, as in open questions, but also have crosswords or other kinds of games. I, in particular, think this is a very fun activity to do with the group. And even though I feel that most people like to watch what others do instead of participating, it's very fun. Do you think we should keep it, change it, give it a rest for once? Something? Okay, your hand is up. Is that a new one?
I'm so sorry, Alejandro. This is still the old one.
No problem. No comments regarding the quiz? I don't think it's worth keeping it if there are no negative comments. But we could try a different approach next time, maybe a crossword. But if it is a crossword, then we need to do it in advance, and it cannot be done with the information given during the presentations because that makes things harder. But we can try and see what happens. Okay, no more comments regarding that. Then let's move on to the next meeting, to ICANN 16. Priya, can you please put on the block schedule for the CCNA show? Okay.
Sorry, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you very much. So, as you remember, this last meeting of the year, it's the longest one. It's 7 days. But we only focus on 5 days. This block schedule has only what is relevant for CCNSO, and it comes from the schedule provided by the ICANN meeting team that is also in the email sent with you with the agenda. There are some things that were suggested as a change in the general meeting. For example, as you can see on Monday, we have the opening ceremony at the end of the day, rather than at the beginning of the day. When we heard about this in Johannesburg, when in the kickoff preparation for ICANN 60, this was not very well received. Some people thought it was strange to welcome people at the end of the first day when already there were some activities. And I'm not so sure that this will remain this way. We will know next week when we have our first call regarding the general meeting team. So, other than that, the day starts with a cross-community topic. Then there's the first public forum, and then two cross-community topics on Monday. Again, people were not very fond of this setting, but apparently the reason for this is to have having a cross-community topic first will give room to warm up and then have the public forum fully. This is not fixed, and I'm almost certain this will change, but we don't know yet how. So, those are the that's the major suggestion made by the ICANN meeting team. So let's move back one day. On Sunday, we will have all working groups meeting and the prep meeting with the council and the joint meeting with ALAC. Again, this is just a draft, nothing fixed, but that's what we are aiming for. On Monday, there will be Tech Day and the gala from the local host. Then Tuesday and Wednesday are our meeting days. We have two things to consider in terms of logistics. One is the CCNSO cocktail. Right now, it is scheduled to have a Steve Corker farewell and toast at the same day as we do our cocktail. We will see if this farewell and toast will remain this day or if we can move our cocktail either later that day or maybe on Wednesday or Monday. We still don't know. Also, on logistics, is that on Wednesday, there are as two blocks of the schedule are potentially cross-community slots for session. But still, we don't know how many cross-community topics were submitted. Today is the deadline for submission of cross-community topics. What I can tell you is that the CCNSO did not or will not submit any topics because there were none provided by the community. So we will have more information on this next week. And if we don't have any crashes on the last block of Wednesday, then we will schedule the council meeting then. Otherwise, it should be on Thursday. It must be the earliest at the second block of the schedule because in the morning it's the annual general meeting, and that is for now something that is fixed, so we cannot overlap with that. It says there that the PDP working group is overlapping with the annual general meeting, but this is just a draft, so I'm thinking that will change because an observation was made that it could not be at the same time. Also, Thursday ends with the public forum part two, and this is what we have right now as a general overview of how I can fix 60 will look like. Any questions regarding this so far?
Yeah, I have just one question and I'm not sure if you can provide me the answer, but what was the reason for moving opening ceremony to
you? I can barely hear you, but I heard something about why is the opening ceremony at the end of the day? Was that the question?
Yes, that was the question, right.
Now I can hear you very well. Thank you. Thank you, Andre. Well, honestly, I can't recall right now. I'm not sure if Yoke remembers. Yes, Yoke?
I do remember. This was actually a proposal by Lerda, who proposed it in Copenhagen during one of the public forum sessions, during one of his interventions. So he thought that it was a nice idea to end the day in a casual manner and have a welcome and then leading into the gala. So that's where it originates from.
Thank you.
Well, it was a little hard to hear you, Jokke, but I'm not sure if Ape Andre managed or the rest of...
Yeah, I understood it, although it doesn't sound logical to me, but that's not your problem, right? No, but I understood the explanation. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, well, it's uncertain why it would be a good idea to have a welcoming after the day already started. But we'll see what happens next week. I'm almost certain that this will change to the beginning. Excuse me for my dog that is barking, but somebody is in front of this house and she's protecting me, so sorry.
No worries, Alejandra.
Okay, so thank you. Moving to the draft agenda, maybe we can have a quick overlook. Of that, please. If we can display it so much. So there were several, well, not several, but a couple of topics deferred to this meeting, and some others that were suggested during the survey, and others that are our regular sessions, I would say. Can we please see it? Zoom in a little bit because it's quite small.
It's easier for you.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Ria. So for now what we have is it's a first draft of how the meeting could look like. It will start with the usual opening and welcome. From the chair and the local host and the highlights of the meeting. Then we'll have a working group update, followed after the coffee break by the PDP update. And here we have a reinstated, yet to be confirmed, the regional organization's update. We need to consult with them if they want this slot, if they want to share something at this meeting. Being from the Latin American region, I know that we don't have a general manager yet for LACTLD. Andres Piazza is no longer our general manager, so I'm not sure if at least the LACTLD will have anything new to say. Well, not anything new, but anything to share with us. Then it will be to be confirmed, of course, the CCNSO and the GAC joint meeting after lunch, PTI session with updates, and then the finance session that was deferred from Johannesburg. Later, it's a review of the ICANN meeting strategy and selection meeting venue criteria. There was a question brought to all the people that help in building the ICANN agenda to see if there was a need to review this. And some have already sent their comments through the list. Maybe some of these will go into this session. And later we have the CCNSO Council and ICANN Board Dominique question and answer since we will have elections. Finally, update and discussion next steps of use of country and territory names and the CCNSO cocktail. Again, this is just a really first draft. It's just an idea. We'll see how it evolves during time. I'm reading in the chat. Yes, I agree with you, Patricio, completely, that if we don't have, if LACTLD doesn't have a general manager, but Eduardo could give a report, totally agree. We will contact him to see if you would like to participate. Then on the second day, on Wednesday, a joint meeting with the ICANN board, and then some ICANN updates, later followed by the CCNSO as a decision and participant. It's important to review again the procedures of the empowered community. And also an update on the next steps in ICANN accountability. After lunch, we will have three very interesting sessions, or at least that's our aim, to have an IBM session, the popular CCTLD news session, and then we take the legal session maybe on the subject of GDPR, and again on the matter of cross-border requests from law enforcement agencies and how they impact the CCTLD. And the last block, it's reserved for the council meeting, if possible, so far. So this is a very light overview of what we are aiming for. Do you have any comments or questions? No? Ah, yes, you okay?
Thank you, Alejandra. Yes, like you just mentioned already, just to confirm that this is really a draft, a very initial draft. The ICANN block schedule has not been finalized yet, so as long as that one is has still some question marks, it's hard for us to schedule things in general regarding the CCNSO-related sessions, including the CCNSO member meetings, but this is an overview with a possible direction of travel, which is still very much subject to changes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Joachim. And of course, we also depend on availability of presenters and maybe some other subjects arise in the following weeks. So if you have any ideas or any other topics that you think might be interesting to discuss in Abu Dhabi, do not hesitate to send us an email or a message. And I'm reading the chat and I agree with Svetlana. IDN will be a very interesting session, yes. We hope so. If there are no more comments, let me see where we in the agenda. Satisfaction survey, I'm guessing for ICANN 60, right? There was a comment in the latest satisfaction survey that I think it's worth noting, if you okay, to add a column of not available for some of the questions, because we had either excellent, very good, good, fair, or not satisfactory, but we didn't have another column saying not available, because some people were not in every meeting, so they couldn't provide a feedback, but didn't have a choice. And this is just an observation. Yoke, can you tell us more about a satisfaction survey for ICANN 60 or your plan?
Hi, Alejandra. This is Yoke. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. So the online satisfaction survey in principle is fine. Need some further tweaks, as you mentioned, like when you rate the satisfaction with a session, you need to provide the opportunity to select the option that you didn't attend at that particular session, of course. In principle, I would like to suggest to reuse the questions with some minor tweaks, but also would like to propose to repeat the interviews like we did in Copenhagen. This resulted really in some very valuable feedback from community members regarding how the meeting went and what the expectations are for future meetings. Unfortunately, the time was very limited at the policy forum, so there was not a lot of availability both from the secretariat and from the community members to take or answer survey questions during interviews. But it would be wonderful if we could repeat this in Abu Dhabi, have some further interviews. Secretariat will be happy to organize this, and if there are any volunteers from the meeting program working group to help out conducting these interviews, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Joke. I agree with you. The interviews were very helpful. Very good input was taken from them. I think what would be best is to send a call for volunteer the working group closer to the meeting, so we know who is going, who is not going, and who can help in this task. Or even now, but at least a reminder closer to the meeting, so it can be prepared in advance. Does that sound?
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Thank you. I agree. I like the format of the survey. It's very easy to go through it. It's by far not complicated. The comments received, I think they are very useful. So having those open questions as what would you improve or what did you like best, I think it helps more than the previous one we had, that it was a little bit too long and cluttered. So I'm in favor of continuing with the survey as it is. Any comments regarding the survey format?
Yeah, I'm quite happy with the format, but honestly, the information I'm missing is what was, for example, the most boring session. What, you know, if you ask people filling survey after the meeting, they usually don't know, but they can, for example, remember that this session was particularly boring. So that's a feedback that you can use for improve those sessions, you know, plan in advance. So that's a small piece of information I'm missing in the survey. Although I don't have any strong opinion, I think it would be also nice to ask explicitly which session was, for example, best and worst, so we can concentrate on those worst and you know, try to improve them, for example.
Thank you, Andre. Asking directly which meeting was boring, which session was boring, I think it's a little too harsh. And boring for who?
Yeah, sure. Now, rephrase it in your kind of wording, of course. But I mean, saying that I've found this session was the least useful for me, for example, would be a very valid question, and then we can think, you know, what we can do with that session, where we can improve it, we can make it richer, or we can skip it for next time, something like that.
Okay. Let me see. I think we asked something regarding interest, relevance of the presentations, relevance of the sessions. But usefulness, I like that. What do you think, Joke? Can we add something regarding usefulness of the session?
Hi, Alexandra. I'm just looking at the feedback on feedback. I pulled it up in Adobe Connect as well. So first, there's a general question about the meeting in general, and then we go further into detail. I'll try to make it a little bit bigger. Like, were the presentations relevant? Were the sessions relevant?
Relevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the quality of the presentations. And then we ask a very general questions, like, what do you think went particularly well? And this could be really anything. This could be logistical aspects, but it could also be sessions. So people answer in different manners to that question. And what needs improvement could also apply to everything. It could apply to a particular session. It could apply to the way the meeting is conducted. I think we had that kind of questions in the previous survey, and the feedback received was not all that valuable. But we could look into it to see how the online questions could be further tweaked. Maybe this is not something for the online survey, but more something for the face-to-face interviews. There it's easier to go into that level of detail. Thank you.
Okay, I agree. So please do take it into consideration for the interview, because I do believe that usefulness session is very subjective. It depends on who is in the session or who is interested in a certain topic. But still, it will be nice to know what is the general sense of the session. Thank you very much. Any other comments? Or we can move on to any other business. Does anyone have any other business?
Yeah, I just wanted to check, will there be any restrictions in Abu Dhabi that will be a little bit different from the other countries? For example, alcohol provided on the parties and stuff like that?
Excellent question. As far as I can, Dean's team has told us, there won't be any restrictions in the I can organize parties inside the venue or the hotel. Other than, I really don't know. I mean, if you can go outside from those things, go to restaurants and ask for alcohol, I really don't know. But we can certainly ask the call next week. But they say that during inside the hotel and during our, activities, there will be no restrictions. But we will certainly ask.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That helps me a lot.
Okay. Any other business? Okay, I'm just reading the chat right now, and Svetlana, this is regarding the previous topic, I'm sorry, I just read it now. It says to ask what disappointed you during the meeting. Okay, I think we will ask Yoki to review the questions in survey and see if how we can include those things in a more direct manner, and not only ask for disappointment, but also from the opposite side, right? What excelled your expectations, for example. Okay, if there are no any other business, let me tell you that our next meeting could be either 17, 18, 22nd, or 24th of August, and a doodle poll will be sent out to see when it's best for the working group to meet. So please keep an eye on your inboxes for this doodle, and please do fill it in so we can choose what's best for everyone. If there are no more comments, I think we can close this. Yes?
Just Alejandra, do you know how many people are in this working room? I'm surprised that there is not high attendance, actually. So what's the problem?
I think this time, Andre, the thing was that the best day for doing this call was yesterday, but unfortunately it collided with another session that the secretariat needed to attend. So we moved it to today. And why the rest of the working group did not attend, I'm not sure. We do have some apologies sent. And regarding that question, maybe we could write an email to the working group asking when would the best time would be, like how we do it with the council calls, taking into consideration all the people and their time zones, see what is the best time for the call to happen. Right now it's done very early for me, at least, so we can include as many people as possible, but maybe we could do an exercise and see what would be the best time for these calls to have more people included. I know for Hero, for example, and Youngam that are on the other side of the world for me, maybe the timing is not the best.
Yeah, I think
if I may quickly chime into that one as well. I think one of the issues with this week's call is the fact that it was scheduled rather late. So there was a short notice for people to attend. And it's in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, it's summer holiday season. Many people are already off for their summer vacation. Secondly, this was at least indeed not one of the most preferential times and dates that the group selected in the doodle poll. But unfortunately, because of this conflict yesterday, there was the PDP working group call that overlapped with the ideal time frame for this call. We couldn't organize it yesterday. So I think it will be better in August because we already start scheduling now, well ahead of time. People are able to plan more in advance, and we'll definitely check that the time zone is not too disrupting for most of the participants. Thank you.
Thank you, Yoki. Okay. Any other business? If not, then now I think we can close the meeting. Thank you very much for attending this call. Please do review the feedback on feedback attached to the email with the agenda, and do send us your comments and suggestions via email so we can include them either on the feedback on feedback or the next survey for the ICANN 16. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great rest of the day and enjoy your weekend too. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye all.
Thank you all. Bye. Bye.
Bye, everyone.